7.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden and Vice President Harris both talking about the bombing at the Kabul airport 3 years ago. 13 service members were killed. Biden and Harris putting out separate statements today. Donald Trump hoping to tie Harris to the withdrawal decision. He campaigns today and has just arrived at Arlington National Cemetery. Two astronauts who intended to be on the International Space Station for just 8 days, staying up there for 8 months and having to return next year on SpaceX, the aircraft of a direct competitor to Boeing Starlink, the company that brought them up there.
Boeing employees tell the New York Post the situation is humiliating, with one saying, "It's shameful. I'm embarrassed. I'm horrified." Boeing saying in a statement, the company continues to focus first and foremost on the safety of the crew and spacecraft.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Three dozen states reporting activity of the mosquito-borne West Nile virus. Some have closed outdoor public areas, especially in the evenings, to prevent the spread of the illness. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin grocers are pushing back against accusations of price gouging. The Wisconsin Grocers Association has written an open letter saying local stores operate with razor-thin profit margins. Republicans are urging Donald Trump to stop personally attacking Kamala Harris and strike a new tone. Strategist Bill McCaution on WISN-TV's Upfront.
He needs to bring them back with a little bit of humor, a little more humility, and focus on the issues.
Kamala Harris advisor David Plouffe tells the program that Democrats have new momentum that will open up their strategy.
She'll have the financial resources and the people resources while you're throwing everything you can in a Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. And I mean everything.
The election is 70 days away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A brand new jewelry store in Duluth was burglarized just a few weeks after officially opening. According to the Duluth Police Department, the theft from Genero & Co. Jewelry on the 200 block of East Superior Street happened overnight on Wednesday, July 24th. According to a Fox 21 report, law enforcement authorities confirmed that the robbery occurred on Friday, but did not share if any suspects had been identified or if any arrests had been made. Police say the investigation is active and ongoing. The new Carlton County Justice Center is now officially complete. According to a Northern News Now report, the Justice Center held its grand opening on Thursday, offering more privacy and security than the former building. Officials say the $75 million building will provide better access to courts, attorneys, and the sheriff's office under one roof. The Justice Center will officially open for law enforcement and court services on September 16th, and the new jail and dispatch area will be opened shortly after that. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning. Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 50 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do, keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Partly cloudy, actual high 92. Thunderstorms with heavy rain tonight into tomorrow. 71 tonight, 86 will be our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Hans Breitenmoser tells us about another massive crop of Wisconsin cranberries expected, and a Canadian railroad strike could impact farmers.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I got so much more to talk about, but, you know, we got people still on the lines, and I want to make sure we give you guys an opportunity to give your piece on this. And what I'm really talking about is, if you're just joining us, I was talking earlier in the first hour of the show about the fact that, you know, we've got Kamala Harris and the Democrats are looking at kind of changing the way our nation is run, and not so much from a market perspective and offering opportunities and others for people to, you know, get an opportunity, to take part in what this system was created for. We're so far away from that and gone beyond that, that as Mike from Kenosha was saying, you know, I don't know why it's so difficult for people to see that. And before we go to the phone lines, let me read. Hey, Calvin, can you start reading from Tom? And then read those four texts that he has sent.
Yeah, sure. So you can always join our YouTube live stream at the Earl Ingram Show on YouTube. You can also join us on Facebook or Twitter at those same pages. We have Tom from LA on the live stream. All spending bills start in the House of Representatives. Money in politics is the problem. I think we need to separate the House from the Senate, since most people think they're all one Congress. They aren't. They have different functions. Scoreboard creation of new jobs. So he's just talking about the issues of the money that we have in politics and what we can do to prevent that.
All right. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the point of this bipolar argument that we got from CJ, and it's not just CJ, it's most of the MAGA folks. He says things cost too much, but then price fixing doesn't work. Well, she's not trying to price fix. She's trying to work with the antitrust laws to try to keep people from getting gouged for groceries and other things. He says he's union, but he's worried about
the corporations
jobs leaving the country. Well, yeah. Then I guess he's either an electrician or some union like that, which is great. But those houses aren't moving. We get that the autos are working, but I still believe that BMWs are being built in South Carolina, and plenty of Toyotas are being built in Tennessee, and a lot of cars all over the country. And not only that, but in Michigan, they have opened a couple of places, retooled them, and are building cars there where cars haven't been built in those buildings for a while. So, CJ, get your facts straight. Figure out which side of the fence you're on, but there's no perfect solution, folks. And all this is just back and forth, Republican, Democrat rhetoric going back and forth. It's not going to solve anything. All the woman's trying to do is lay out a plan to take care of some problems that we have. And that's the reality of it. It's just all back and forth rhetoric. Anything that she says, they want to come back and make some argument about, well, what about doing it that way? And CJ, by the way, I still have not heard that phone call where you tell us all about your favorite part of Project 2025.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Listen, this is, like, I completely agree with previous caller. Look back, people. We had the COVID. We had the toilet paper quality go down, correct?
Yes.
Then, all of a sudden, that quality of a paper never went back, but the prices start increasing from the quality of a less quality toilet paper. Now, she's talking about negotiating prices and not creating a monopoly. I was watching the DNC and Republican journalists walking around asking people who's selling the hats, what would you do if your president gonna tell you what prices to put? Come on now, don't be so simple. Everybody understand this is not on the small business level. This is on the huge conglomerates of everything. Now, if you want your cars be primary in this country, then they put the taxes on every import, and you're going to have your cars sold, and you don't need to move them to another country. You're going to actually have your people working here making your own cars, as well as all the Amazon and Chinese production. Make it here. Put the taxes on everything what comes into the country higher than your own product, and there you go. You don't have to fire people. You don't have to dissolute any businesses here and move anywhere and threaten us. So please be a businessman, not the gouger. And that's what I think.
Hey, Karina, well said as always, my friend. Always good to hear from you. Let's go to Tom from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what, sir?
Yeah, as a progressive, I worry that sometimes even the corporate Dems are going to do stuff like tax credits. I was involved in affordable housing and they call it syndicating the tax credit. Millionaires lined up to help do low-income housing so they could get tax credits. Of course, poor folks don't have taxes they have to offset. And the result was in every 15 years, those buildings go back to being old folks' homes or apartments, right, or something. They lose the low-income part. And if you think back to 2008, when we had the big $700 billion over the weekend, we got to spend that money. I got to have it. I can't tell you what it's for, is what Paulson said. They gave it to the banks, and all the people that owned money to the banks still owned the money, but the banks got the money from the government as opposed to, you know, releasing all those loans and saying, we're going to start over. So it's an example of when you do something, unfortunately, the Democrats are able to do this too, where they make the corporate folks win no matter what.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man, as always. Really appreciate it. Let me switch up. I'm a guy who's on the radio Monday through Friday. Been doing it now for quite some time. I truly understand the importance of these airways, and I will never compromise and put the radio station or myself in a situation where I'm saying something that's really stupid and ignorant and just bigoted. But, you know, there's some conservative folk who are on the airways who have gotten comfortable or grown comfortable with saying whatever the hell it is they want to say because, you know, conservatives kind of control the airways. And so a local conservative talk show host, Jay Weber, here in Milwaukee, WISN, recently made a horrible, horrible statement. It's not the first time he's made horrible statements. He's been doing that for 30 years and getting away with it. But he said something the other day that now he's got to pay a price for, and it's long overdue. Conservative radio host Jay Weber apologizes for mocking Gus Walz's neurodivergent son of Tim Walz. He's mocking this young man who's neurodivergent and who has some challenges in his life. I know about that. My wife and I are raising a young man who's now 23 years old, who requires 24-hour care, and who will never be able to live on his own. We've dealt with the ups and downs of his life now for the past 21 years, and we're still there. He still requires 24-hour care, and we're still there, and he's still with us. So I know about the disabilities of young people and people in general because I have a son who's bipolar and schizophrenic. So I understand that. And for any person who is so callous that he thinks that it's okay to make a joke about special needs people needs to pay a price. And when you're on these airways, and you don't understand, you know, the importance of what you say and the impact of what you say, then there's a price you need to pay. And Jay Weber hopefully will find that out. 844-967-2789. I'm going to continue this because Jay Weber is not alone. There are other callous Republicans who said some other horrific things about Gus Walz, the son of Tim Walz. Because guess what? That's what they do. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin, who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin, I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was telling you about a Milwaukee talk show host, Jay Weber, of WISN Radio, who should know better. He's been on radio for almost 30 years. And he said something tremendously cruel about Tom Walsh's son, Gus. Let me tell you what he said. Gus Walsh, who has ADHD and an anxiety disorder and a nonverbal learning disorder, sprung from his seat at one point during the speech and could be seen tearfully saying, "I love you, Dad. That's my dad." Weber, who wrote in a post on X, "Listen to this. Sorry, but this is embarrassing for both father and son. If the Walshes represent today's American man, this country is screwed." This is Jay Weber talking. "Meet my son, Gus. He's bubbling. He's a bubbling bitch boy. His mother and I are very proud." This is what Jay Weber had to say. Weber, a radio host for WISN, 1130 WISN AM, has faced heavy criticism for his comments, with some calling for him to be fired and others urging a station boycott. He has since deleted his post, initially saying, "I didn't realize the kid was disabled." On Friday, there was a fill-in host on the Jay Weber Show. Now let me just go here. Because Jay Weber isn't the only one. Ann Coulter said another conservative host who has been known for saying some horrible, horrible things, really said some derogatory, demeaning things about this young man. And I'll say this, as a talk show host myself, I'm hearing people say, "Well, he was trying to make a joke." Absolutely not. Unacceptable. They weren't trying to make a joke. How can there be a joke? And if they are attempting to make a joke about a disabled person, what kind of human beings are we talking about? Right? You don't have enough sense, enough morality to not make statements, to make jokes about disabled people? There's no excuse for that. As I stated before, I'm here right now, and I'm saying what I'm saying on these airways that don't belong to me. But before anything comes out of my mouth, I run it through my brain. And it comes from my heart. So what's in my heart would never allow me to say anything so cruel. But you get that. You get that from Donald Trump, a man that's running for president of the United States. This is where we are at this time. And yet there are people who will excuse that. No excuses for that. If that's how you feel, you should have enough common sense to not say it. Why are you intentionally looking to hurt families? Because you sit high on a hill. Because we're talk show hosts. Somehow, that gives us a platform that we should use constructively, not destructively. And what he said was destructive, Jay Weber. And the people who are calling for him to be removed happen to be major donors of the Republican Party. For those of you who may say, well, that's you guys and Democrats. No, major donors from the Republican Party and one who has a disabled child himself. It's about time. Been getting away with it for far too long. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I just like to say, one group would move to tears by this whole thing with him, and the other group just tweets insults and mockery.
Yes.
And, you know, that's it. That is the difference between our party and their party. This all started with Trump picking on that reporter that had palsy.
Right.
And right after that, he made it okay for this stuff to happen. Because that is the low life that Trump is. And people who – I don't care what they say about Kamala and her policies, right there. We used to have decorum in this country. We used to have respect for one another. Our gentlemen, our gentle lady from the other side of the aisle, they still say that. But there's no meaning behind that, especially, I believe, when the Republicans are saying it. They don't care. It's all about them. It's all about those people trying to bring down the lower class people, the people who are in need, because to them, they are nothing but a drag on our society.
You know, Tom, it's very well said. What he said was more than awful. It was downright and Ann Coulter. Hateful. But it would be different if this was the first time that they said those things. It is not the first time. They've grown accustomed to saying those kinds of things on conservative airways and gotten away with it. So to all of a sudden now say, I apologize. I didn't know that he was disabled. Well, I mean, why even say something that cruel? Is that the best you can do? Tom, it's to throw stones. I mean, let's be honest. You stated it. That's the major difference. You see the two differences in the way both sides address things, right?
Right. But you know what gets me more is that this is the first time I heard that donors are now standing up. Where are the other Republicans holding these people to account? I don't see any Republicans saying that, yeah, you're right. They never should have said that. Never do I hear that. No one, even from the Congress, the Republican side of the Congress, or other people in the spotlight, have not denounced this.
Or even
the voters now have, and the progressives have.
Or even the listeners to this show, right? Come on, man.
Right.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You know, it's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Yeah.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Grants from the National Park Service will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. The Inflation Reduction Act is helping homeowners and the environment with tax credits and rebates for people who make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say there's plenty of versatility.
And the beauty of the Inflation Reduction Act is that you can combine a lot of these. It's not like you have to just pick one. You can get a couple of different tax incentives for the same project. Well, let's say you're renovating a building while you're also adding some rooftop solar. You could get tax incentives for each of those.
Ben Evans is with the U.S. Green Building Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Two people were shot in the early hours of Saturday morning in the downtown Duluth area. According to the Duluth Police Department, the shooting occurred on the 100 block of East 3rd Street at around 2:15 a.m. on Saturday morning. A 56-year-old man who suffered a gunshot wound was taken to a local hospital, and authorities have not released an update on his condition. The other person that was shot, a 29-year-old man, took himself to the hospital and was later released. Authorities have not yet announced an arrest. The city of Duluth is looking for community input on an initiative to increase sports tourism. According to a Northern News Now report, the city will host three open houses next week to give residents a chance to weigh in on the Athletic Venues Reinvestment Initiative. The initiative seeks to guide over $30 million of investment into spaces that bring regional sports tourism, including improvements to existing spaces and the creation of new ones. The open houses will be held Tuesday and Wednesday at varying locations. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, if you're a Denzel Washington fan like I am, this is not very good news. He might be mulling retirement. The two-time Oscar winner says there were very few films or roles left that he would be interested in. Variety reports that Washington, who stars in Ridley Scott's Gladiator 2, said the film was one of the few left that interested him. Washington and Scott previously collaborated on 2007's American Gangster. Paramount says Gladiator 2 is set to open in theaters November 2nd of this year. Actress Jane Fonda had red flags all over Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's brief marriage. The Hollywood icon said, "If your relationship is mostly taking time to post pictures of yourselves kissing all the time, then it is more about performing a relationship than actually living one." The 86-year-old Oscar winner said she knew the relationship would not work out. No offense, Jane, but saying a Hollywood couple isn't going to work out is not exactly roulette odds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Partly cloudy, actual high 92. Thunderstorms with heavy rain tonight into tomorrow. 71 tonight. 86 will be our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
other night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before the break, I was talking about the cruelty of some Republicans, Republican talk show hosts who attacked, you know, Governor Walz's son, who certainly has some challenges in life. I don't know. What could be in the heart of people who can be so cruel that they attack people who really can't help themselves? I've never understood that. And yet, you know, Jay Weber has been on WISN radio for over 30 years. Ann Coulter has clearly said some horrible, horrible, horrible things on Fox News for decades now, and she's still there. But, you know, apologies and taking down what you wrote on X isn't the answer. Well, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know he was disabled. You know, what kind of, you know, excuse is that? You let it out of your mouth, and you felt comfortable saying it. You never gave it a second thought that it might offend somebody, that it's a wrong thing to do. That's my issue. You never even were humane enough, neither one of them, to think that this is an inhumane thing to say. And because they've gotten away with it time and time again, they felt like they were going to get away with it this time as well. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Gene from McClare. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
Thank you, Earl, for your show. You do an outstanding job. Thank you for the coverage and the hard work you put in every day. This is called verbal abuse. Get it? Everybody needs to get this. This is verbal abuse. They're not taking a wedge of wood and smacking somebody in the face. They're doing it psychologically, and they're doing it verbally, and you can't take it back. It's intolerable. These people have committed verbal abuse and abuse of children, disabled, women, workers. Let's get on the stick here, guys, because since we've had this president, we've had some in the past, it has gotten out of control. Society cannot tolerate these people abusing others verbally, physically, psychologically. And we need to take control of it, and we need to stop it, because in Project 2025, read it and weep, everybody, because this is abuse in the highest form. So as they sit there in their little chairs, lying, spreading rumors, and attacking people verbally, wake up, folks, because this is abuse. And we're all seeing it. We're all experiencing it. It isn't pretty. It makes us feel bad. And we got to stop it and save our society. Thank you very much,
Earl. Gene, thank you as always. Really appreciate it. Karina, you're back. You say what?
Yes, Earl, I had to call back. You know what? I apologize right up front, but this is a reality check. If your party, as a Republican, wants to remove abortions for any reason, be prepared that you're going to have more disabled children, because you're taking a choice away from people, whether they can take care of those children or wanted to come them into this world. Be prepared and learn how to react, research what you're talking about. You're a journalist.
This is what I want to say.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go back to CJ. CJ, you say what?
Well, first off, thanks for taking my call again, Earl. What Republicans want, your previous caller stated, what we want. We want limitations on abortion.
Hey, CJ, I didn't ask what Republicans want. I'm talking about the fact that Republican talk show host, well-known, said some horrific things about a disabled child who couldn't defend himself. Why? Because they're upset about his father, who's running, you know, along with Kamala Harris against Donald Trump. That's the issue. This is not about what Republicans want. Who gives a rip about what Republicans want when we're talking about what these people had to say about this disabled young man? I'm not going to let you, as you would say, deflect.
Nina, deflect. Vince, let me just respond. She said what Republicans want. We want 15 weeks like Donald
Trump. All right, I can't deal with that. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
Hi, Colonel. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to, you bring up talk show hosts and the way they say things on the air and what they do. On July 15th, 2 days after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, you played bumper music that had the words bang, bang, shoot 'em up in it. What do you have to say about that?
So listen, man, I don't know what it is you are talking about. And if I played some music that said, bang, bang, shoot 'em up, anybody who knows me knows that's not who I am. I choose my music based on how I feel. I'm not the kind of person who looks at it from the perspective of, hey, I get a chance to say, bang, bang, shoot 'em up because Donald Trump, somebody attempted, to take his life. That's not, you can't make me out of a monster. That's not who I am. Anybody can check my record and see that my record is about working diligently to make a difference in the lives of everybody. I'll match it against anybody's. So I'm not going to let you or anybody else try to compare me to the monsters that made the statements that they made about Tim Walz's disabled child. You say what?
You're not responsible for your music choice and the words in it?
I'm responsible for my music choices. There's no comparison with me playing music that you can say may have drawn in your mind had something to do with the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, because that's not the case. That's not who I am. I don't live my life in that manner. Check my record. I'm talking about people that I mentioned who have a history of having said and done things like what they just got through doing this time around. And it says a lot about you, Ron, the fact that you have not said that what they said and about this disabled young man, you haven't mentioned one iota about that. Because that's the issue. You can make it something else altogether different if you want to. That's your right. But you have not said anything about whether or not what they said was proper.
Apologize for it, and you should be held accountable for it.
I told you, apologies is not good enough. You know, to say that about that young man is not good enough. Unacceptable. Thank you very much for the call. Who there, Ron next? Oh, okay. Hey, good morning to you, Ron, from Milwaukee. You say what, sir?
Hey. Yeah, I'm the non-trolling Ron, and I just wanted to say you're exactly right about this. And too many Rons in the world. Keep them straight.
All right, go ahead.
And, you're completely right about this, and I'm a couple of observations quickly. One is, if if a, a liberal or left-leaning talk show host said something like in parallel to that, they would be calling for his head. They'd be calling, you know, demanding the FCC investigate, and the station would probably fire him because they were worried about their advertising clients who are calling in and complaining, by the way. Secondly, so there's a double standard there. He'll be back on the air in a day or two, and he'll be back to normal. You know, second thing is, this is now a feature of their campaign because they got not much else. So now they're into denigration. And I mean, the first thing I thought of when I heard that clip was back in the previous presidential campaign when Trump made fun of a journalist, a frontline journalist from the Post.
Yeah, I remember.
Somebody like that, who happened to be born with a birth defect, you know, which had this shaky, skinny arm. And Trump mocked him physically by shaking and doing, right up there, right in his face and on television. And I thought, this guy doesn't have any boundaries. This guy doesn't have any limits. Well, now his followers don't have any boundaries or limits. And that's scary. So we need to, cool the temperature. You know, we need to stay frosty, and we need to just do our business and go about our jobs, just like Harris and Governor Walz.
Hey, Ron, very well said. Thank you very much for the call. Listen, you know, the caller, I forgot his name, who tried to draw some correlation, as if I somehow came in here to make a joke when there was an attempted assassination of Donald Trump based on the troll, some music that I played, that there was some correlation. Bang, bang, shoot him up is absolutely ridiculous. You know, he could not find it in his heart to say that what they said was wrong. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. You know, I mean, what's to be gained? You know, and when people are so, you know, soulless, I know, I'm telling you, man, I have a disabled young man that my wife and I have been raising for 21 years who requires 24-hour care. So, yes, when he said those things, it certainly registered with me. They can't help themselves. It's the hand that they were dealt. Human beings who don't show sensitivity to other human beings, you know, sometimes I have to question, you know, whether or not that's them, they themselves are human beings. What do you gain by beating up on somebody who can't defend themselves? Oh, well, you know, they didn't mean it. Oh, come on with that. They didn't mean it. We know they did. You know, we know they did. And because they've done it in the past, and they'll continue to do it. And if I said something so egregious, I know that this radio station, I wouldn't be here. And I know that those of you who support me in this radio station would call me out, and I would expect that. I'm just expecting the same thing on the other side of the coin. 844-967-2789 is the number. On the other side, we'll be talking about Donald Trump, cowardly, afraid to debate Kamala Harris and looking for a way out.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris
Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. So the great communicator himself, Donald Trump, on Sunday evening raised fresh doubts about whether or not he will debate Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump, who initially refused to debate Harris on ABC and then eventually gave in, to the deal that had been reached between Trump and President Joe Biden over the weekend, brought forth fresh concerns about the already planned event. The former president took to Truth Social, writing, "I watched ABC's fake news this morning. Both lightweight reporters Jonathan Carl's ridiculous and biased interview of Tom Cotton, who was fantastic, and their so-called panel of Trump haters, and I asked, why would I do the debate against Kamala Harris on that network?" Trump then asked, "Will panelist Donna Brazile give the questions to the Marxist candidate like she did for crooked Hillary Clinton? Will Kamala's best friend who heads up ABC do likewise? Where's little George Stephanopoulos?" So just on and on and on. You're looking at a cowardly man who clearly was in such a hurry to have the debate with Joe Biden, but who is terrified. Big bad Donald Trump, terrified to have a debate with Kamala Harris. And you know why? Because he won't be allowed to the kind of language that we know he'd be using. Let's go to Jeff from Green Bay. Hey, good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for this time. And I'm so sorry about your son and your situation. But don't let meanness win. Love conquers all. And joy is what we have. And we get it by earning it through our hard work and love.
Hey, Jeff, that's very well said, man, and I really do appreciate that, and thank you very much for that, man. We need more of that kind of thought process in this nation, nation is in trouble, and it needs more of that, not less. Let's go to Rocky from Madison. Good morning to you, Rocky. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for your show.
Thank you.
I know it's on the last thing you were just talking about, but I try and understand people, but I think the man that said that hateful thing, he's a self-hating who hates others as he hates himself. Lack of being loved or mental weakness, not weakness, sickness, has turned him into a hate professor, professing evil and hate of all. Ignorance is his word. You know, it's unacceptable, and it's the only way I can accept somebody like that. They've had a bad time with themselves. Thank you for your help.
You know, hey Rocky, thank you very much for the call. As I stated, I've got, you know, a son that's bipolar and schizophrenic, and so I wrestle with his disability, you know, every day, as I have for the last 20 or so years. And nothing he did asked for him to, you know, have this illness, my son, or the young man that we're raising. So I'm cognizant of those things. And even if I wasn't cognizant of those things, because it's a part of my life, right is right, wrong is wrong, cowards are cowards, bullies are bullies, and they've always been that. And we've got some people, you know, who are in positions that I don't know if it's a good thing to have bullies and cowards in position, in positions that take advantage of people who can't take advantage of themselves. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Oh, you meant it. You meant it. Oh, you wouldn't have said it. Now, I don't ever come on these airwaves and say things I don't mean. I don't. That's why I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, to determine and plan what it is I'm going to talk about. I run it through my brain before it comes out of my mouth. If you're on the airwaves and not running things through your brain, and you're letting your mouth run off before you even think about it, you know, shame on you. You know, and so it is what it is. And if they would learn from it, it would be a different story. We do know that before this election is over, they're going to be saying some horrendous things about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. None of this will matter. But I'm sorry, got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. You, the listening audience, could not do it without you. Calvin, man, always, man, right there for me and making sure that we do this thing the right way. Up next, Greg Box sitting in for Jane Madnair. I'll be back on tomorrow. Hey, be safe outside. It's going to be really hot. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.